Welcome to today's Daily Manna of Tuesday, the 15th of July 2025. Today's topic is a call to praise the Lord. Our text today is taken from Psalm 135 verses 1 through 12. Verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Yea, that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. Verse 4. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven, and in earth, in the seas, and all deep places. He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasuries. Verse 8. Who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast? Who sent tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his servants? Who smote great nations, and slew mighty kings? Sihon king of the Amorites, and Og king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. Verse 12. And gave their land for an heritage unto Israel his people. Key verse, Psalm 135 verse 3. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. Thomas Watson, the 17th century English preacher and author, once said, "Praising God is one of the highest and purest acts of religion. In prayer, we act like men. In praise, we act like angels." The Bible also says we are created to praise God. Psalm 102 verse 18, and that God inhabits the praise of his people. Psalm 22 verse 3. Many people do not truly understand the art of praise or its centrality to true worship. Should praising God run on emotions or be guided by reasoning? Who should praise God, and under what conditions? What are the matters of praise? These are some of the questions examined in Psalm 135. The first verse of the psalm calls for man to forget his worries and anxiety, and join the multitudes of angels to praise God. In praising God, we honor his character and attributes embedded in his name. Verses 1 and 2 identify the servants of the Lord, namely, the priests and Levites, workers, as those who should praise God. Psalm 135 verses 3 through 12 outline the reasons to glorify God. God is good, and it is our pleasant duty to worship him. Verse 3. The peculiar privileges of God's people. Verse 4. Jeremiah chapter 13 verse 11. Exodus chapter 19 verse 5. And for his excellent greatness and absolute power over the universe. Psalm 135 verses 5 through 12. Today, every believer is called upon to praise God as a duty. We should not just praise God for who he is, or as compliments, but also in appreciation of our benefits and privileges, as his peculiar children. Psalm 103 verses 1 through 6. We should praise God when we are happy, and when things are rough and challenging. This is the ultimate test of our faith. When we praise God in difficult times, we affirm that he controls our situation. praise will draw his attention to our plight. Sadly, economic difficulties and other societal challenges have combined to restrict many people from praising God during praise, worship, and testimony time in the church. Thought for the day. Praising the Lord here is a rehearsal of our occupation hereafter. The Bible in 1 year, read by Alexander Skirby. 1 Chronicles chapter 9 to 11.
Chapter 9. So all Israel were reckoned by genealogies, and behold, they were written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, who were carried away to Babylon for their transgression. Now the first inhabitants that dwelt in their possessions in their cities were the Israelites, the priests, Levites, and the Nethinims. And in Jerusalem dwelt of the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin, and of the children of Ephraim and Manasseh, Uthai, the son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, of the children of Pharez, the son of Judah. And of the Shilonites, Asaiah the firstborn and his sons. And of the sons of Zerah, Jeuel and their brethren, 690. And of the sons of Benjamin, Salu the son of Meshullam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasanua, and Ibniah the son of Jeroham, and Elah the son of Uzzi, the son of Mikri, and Meshullam the son of Shephathiah, the son of Reuel, the son of Ibnijah, and their brethren according to their generations, 956. All these men were chief of the fathers in the house of their fathers. And of the priests, Jediah and Jehoiarib and Jachin, and Azariah the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Ahitub, the ruler of the house of God. And Adiah the son of Jeroham, the son of Pasha, the son of Malchijah. And Maaseiah the son of Adiel, the son of Jazerah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Meshillamith, the son of Immer. And their brethren, heads of the house of their fathers, 1,703, very able men for the work of the service of the house of God. And of the Levites, Shemaiah the son of Hashab, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari. And Bakbakar, Hiresh, and Galal, and Mattaniah the son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph. And Obadiah the son of Shemaiah, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun. And Berechiah the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, that dwelt in the villages of the Netophathites. And the porters were Shalom, and Akab, and Talmon, and Ahiman, and their brethren. Shalom was the chief, who hitherto waited in the king's gate eastward. They were porters in the companies of the children of Levi. And Shalom the son of Kori, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, and his brethren of the house of his father, the Korahites, were over the work of the service, keepers of the gates of the tabernacle. And their fathers, being over the host of the Lord, were keepers of the entry. And Phinehas the son of Eleazar was the ruler over them in time past, and the Lord was with him. And Zechariah the son of Meshelemiah was porter of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. All these which were chosen to be porters in the gates were 212. These were reckoned by their genealogy in their villages, whom David and Samuel the seer did ordain in their set office. So they and their children had the oversight of the gates of the house of the Lord, namely the house of the tabernacle, by wards. In four quarters were the porters, toward the east, west, north, and south. And their brethren, which were in their villages, were to come after 7 days from time to time with them. For these Levites, the four chief porters, were in their set office, and were over the chambers and treasuries of the house of God. And they lodged round about the house of God, because the charge was upon them, and the opening thereof every morning pertained to them. And certain of them had the charge of the ministering vessels, that they should bring them in and out by tale. Some of them also were appointed to oversee the vessels, and all the instruments of the sanctuary, and the fine flour, and the wine, and the oil, and the frankincense, and the spices. And some of the sons of the priests made the ointment of the spices. And Mattathiah, one of the Levites, who was the firstborn of Shalom the Korahite, had the set office over the things that were made in the pans. And other of their brethren, of the sons of the Kohathites, were over the showbread, to prepare it every Sabbath. And these are the singers, chief of the fathers of the Levites, who remaining in the chambers were free, for they were employed in that work day and night. These chief fathers of the Levites were chief throughout their generations. These dwelt at Jerusalem. And in Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, Jehiel, whose wife's name was Maacah, and his firstborn son, Abdon, then Zer, and Kish, and Baal, and Ner, and Nadab, and Gedor, and Ahio, and Zechariah, and Mikloth. And Mikloth begat Shimeon, and they also dwelt with their brethren at Jerusalem over against their brethren. And Ner begat Kish, and Kish begat Saul, and Saul begat Jonathan, and Malchishua, and Abinadab, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Merib-Baal, and Merib-Baal begat Micah. And the sons of Micah were Python, and Melech, and Tariah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begat Jerah, and Jerah begat Alameth, and Asmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri begat Moza. And Moza begat Biniah, and Rephiah his son, Eleasa his son, Azel his son. And Azel had six sons, whose names are these, Azricam, Bokeru, and Ishmael, and Sheariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. Chapter 10. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines, and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard after Saul and after his sons, and the Philistines slew Jonathan, and Abinadab, and Malchishua, the sons of Saul. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was wounded of the archers. Then said Saul to his armor-bearer, "Draw thy sword and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and abuse me." But his armor-bearer would not, for he was sore afraid. So Saul took a sword and fell upon it. And when his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise on the sword and died. So Saul died, and his three sons, and all his house died together. And when all the men of Israel that were in the valley saw that they fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, then they forsook their cities and fled. And the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass on the morrow, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. And when they had stripped him, they took his head and his armor, and sent into the land of the Philistines round about to carry tidings unto their idols and to the people. And they put his armor in the house of their gods, and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon. And when all Jabesh-Gilead heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul, they arose, all the valiant men, and took away the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons, and brought them to Jabesh, and buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. So Saul died for his transgression which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord which he kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it, and inquired not of the Lord. Therefore he slew him, and turned the kingdom unto David the son of Jesse. Chapter 11. Then all Israel gathered themselves to David unto Hebron, saying, "Behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh. And moreover, in time past, even when Saul was king, thou wast he that leddest out and broughtest in Israel. And the Lord thy God said unto thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be ruler over my people Israel." Therefore came all the elders of Israel to the king to Hebron, and David made a covenant with them in Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king over Israel, according to the word of the Lord by Samuel. And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, which is Jebus, where the Jebusites were, the inhabitants of the land. And the inhabitants of Jebus said to David, "Thou shalt not come hither." Nevertheless, David took the castle of Zion, which is the city of David. And David said, "Whosoever smiteth the Jebusites first shall be chief and captain." So Joab, the son of Zeruiah, went first up and was chief. And David dwelt in the castle. Therefore they called it the city of David. And he built the city round about, even from Millo round about. And Joab repaired the rest of the city. So David waxed greater and greater, for the Lord of hosts was with him. These also are the chief of the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom, and with all Israel, to make him king, according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. And this is the number of the mighty men whom David had: Jashobeam, an Hachmonite, the chief of the captains. He lifted up his spear against 300, slain by him at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, who was one of the three mighties. He was with David at Pasdamim, and there the Philistines were gathered together to battle, where was a parcel of ground full of barley, and the people fled from before the Philistines. And they set themselves in the midst of that parcel, and delivered it, and slew the Philistines. and the Lord saved them by a great deliverance. Now 3 of the 30 captains went down to the rock to David into the cave of Adullam, and the host of the Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in the hold, and the Philistines' garrison was then at Bethlehem. And David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem that is at the gate." And the 3 brake through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. But David would not drink of it, but poured it out to the Lord and said, "My God forbid it me that I should do this thing. Shall I drink the blood of these men that have put their lives in jeopardy? For with the jeopardy of their lives they brought it." Therefore he would not drink it. These things did these 3 mightiest. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, he was chief of the 3. For lifting up his spear against 300, he slew them and had a name among the 3. Of the 3 he was more honorable than the 2, for he was their captain, albeit he attained not to the first 3. Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts. He slew 2 lion-like men of Moab. Also he went down and slew a lion in a pit in a snowy day. And he slew an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high, and in the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam. And he went down to him with a staff, and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and slew him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and had the name among the 3 mighties. Behold, he was honorable among the 30, but attained not to the first 3. And David set him over his guard. Also the valiant men of the armies were Asahel, the brother of Joab, Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shamoth, the Harorite, Helez, the Pelonite, Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Tekoite, Abiezer, the Antrothite, Sibekai, the Hushathite, Ilai, the Ahohite, Meharai, the Netophathite, Heled, the son of Baana, the Netophathite, Ithai, the son of Ribai of Gibeah, that pertained to the children of Benjamin, Benaiah, the Pirathonite, Hurai of the brooks of Gaash, Abiel, the Arbathite, Asmaveth, the Beharumite, Eliaba, the Shealbonite, the sons of Hashem, the Gizonite, Jonathan, the son of Shagi, the Herorite, Ahiam, the son of Sakar, the Herorite, Eliphel, the son of Hepher, the Mekirathite, Ahijah, the Pelonite, Hezro, the Carmelite, Neari, the son of Esbai, Joel, the brother of Nathan, Mibhar, the son of Hagirai, Zelek, the Ammonite, Nahari, the Beerothite, the armor-bearer of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, Ira, the Ithrite, Gerab, the Ithrite, Uriah, the Hittite, Zabad, the son of Alei, Adina, the son of Shiza, the Reubenite, a captain of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Hanan, the son of Maacah, and Joshaphat, the Mithnite, Uzziah, the Ashtirathite, Shema, and Jehiel, the sons of Hothan, the Aroarite, Jediel, the son of Shimri, and Joha, his brother, the Tizite, Eliel, the Mahavite, and Jeribai and Joshabiah, the sons of Elnaam, and Ithma, the Moabite, Eliel, and Obed, and Jasiel, the Mesabeite.
For more spiritual nourishment from Daily Manna, visit us at www.dailymanna.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.